This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The velocity of war in Ukraine has increased on both sides. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma has the latest.
Russia's military has pounded residential areas across Ukraine, claiming gains as Ukrainian forces press a counteroffensive to try to take back an occupied southern region, striking the last working bridge over a river in the Russian-occupied Kherson region. Ukrainian authorities say a Russian rocket attack on the city of Kramatorsk killed three people and wounded over 12 others on Friday. Russian troops and rebels are seeking to seize Ukrainian areas north and west of the city of Donetsk to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. But the Ukrainian military says its forces have prevented an overnight advance. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his Saturday night video address that Ukrainian forces will target Russian troops who shoot at or from the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. Russian troops have control of the plant, but Ukrainian workers are operating it. Ukrainian officials accuse Russian forces of repeatedly firing rockets at the facility, which could cause a nuclear accident. The two sides continue to accuse each other of firing weapons near the plant, which Russia captured in March, shortly after it invaded Ukraine. The plant's operator reported the facility was at risk of violating radiation and fire standards after a surge in rocket fire in and around Europe's largest nuclear power plant over the past week. Sri Lanka said Saturday it has agreed that the Chinese survey vessel Yuan Wang 5 can dock at its southernmost point aboard the Chinese-run